This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Jonathan Stempel reports for Reuters that New York sued the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency on August 21st over the EPA saying that the General Electric Company sufficiently cleaned the PCB contamination from the Hudson River. Quote, "Since the EPA has failed to hold GE accountable for restoring the river, New York is taking action to demand a full and complete remediation," unquote, Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a statement. Cuomo and Attorney General Letitia James want to void GE's certificate of completion, the EPA announced on April 11th, taking the company off the hook from further dredging unless further studies showed more was needed. GE spent $1.7 billion over 7 years dredging 72% of the PCBs known to be in the river, with about 120,000 pounds known to still be along the riverbed north of Albany. The EPA previously said it would be at least 50 years before it was safe to eat fish from the Hudson River on a regular basis. The EPA did not respond publicly to the lawsuit. Read more about this story at Reuters. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council unanimously approved at a meeting August 20th a dog park at the former Foster's refrigeration site off of 2nd Street. Quote, "I'd like to recognize that everyone that put in hard work to make this happen, and I look forward to being a dog-friendly city," unquote, 5th Ward Alderperson Dominic Moranti said. A group of citizens raised more than $14,000 for the fencing materials and installation. Organizers of the dog park initiative bragged that their fence would be 5 feet taller, bigger than the 4 feet high fences around dog parks in Athens and Germantown. The dog park is adjacent to the Hudson River Valley Greenway trailhead for the Empire Trail. That is the state bike trail near Dock Street that will enter Hudson from 3rd Street and exit the city from Harry Howard Avenue. That trailhead should be completed in the fall. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo reports for the Albany Times-Union that New York State posted a job listing on August 20th to replace Bob Freeman, who was fired from leading the state's Committee on Open Government for allegedly sexually inappropriate behavior. Assistant Director Kristen O'Neill has been in charge since Freeman's dismissal. She is only the second executive director in the committee's history, as Freeman held the job for more than 40 years. Read more about this story at the Albany Times-Union. Melanie Lakosovic reports for Capital Region Independent Media in the Greenville Pioneer that the town of Greenville is installing a memorial to veterans from Greene County who died in the Vietnam War. The monument will be placed in Veterans Memorial Park at the corners of Routes 81 and 32. Tim Broder from the Northeast USA Vietnam Veterans Reunion Association said his group is donating a battlefield cross with polished black granite or marble with the names of the 12 Greene County residents who died in the war, and a flagpole for the park. There is no date for installation. Meanwhile, the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall visits Catskill Point August 22nd through 26th. The traveling exhibit is scaled down to 3/5 of the size of the one in Washington, D.C. The county is paying $7,372 of taxpayer money to bring it to the county seat. The exhibit listing all 58,272 names of military personnel killed in the war will be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. August 22nd to August 26th. Read more about this story in the Greenville Pioneer. I'm Tom Rowe. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.